there is activity. Things are happening.
This is the Art Cityscape Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is the third episode of the Art Cityscape. On the podcast today, we're going to be doing something called the Springville Rumor Mill. The way that it works is simple. There are things that you may have heard or wondered about the city, and I'm going to present some of these items in the form of true or false questions to a couple of staff members who are in the know. They'll provide you with clear answers. Let's get into it. Okay, first I've got a few rumors to bring to the attention of Josh Yost, who is our Community Development Director. Josh, true or false? Something is coming to the Allen's Block, or as we're calling it, Block 5.
True. Emphasis on eventually. We don't have any formal application yet, but I can hold up backwards so you can't see it very well. A pre-application package we went through with the applicants yesterday. So they're moving forward, and we anticipate having an official proposal here shortly. So there is activity. Things are happening.
Josh, true or false? We get to choose which businesses locate in the city.
Absolutely, yes. And no. I know there's a lot of talk and sentiment out there that reflects an understanding that perhaps we really do specifically choose which businesses we want here and which we don't. The yes to that question is what we call our land use matrix, and it is page after page of which type of uses, and in your commercial uses, what types of businesses are permitted to locate in different areas of the city. We obviously aren't going to allow a meat processing plant to be located in the middle of a neighborhood. So in general, we do say that, you know, in the downtown area, certain types of businesses like restaurants or accommodation or general retail is permitted. But we don't drill down to the level to say, hey, we'd really like to have this chicken restaurant and we're only going to let that one in. We don't want that store, and so we're going to keep it out. As long as uses fit within the general categories we've established in our land use, like general retail or office warehouse type of uses, then they're permitted to locate in the zones designated in that table. So in a broad sense, yes. In a narrow, specific sense, no, not at all.
Okay, Josh, so if my dream is for a specific restaurant to come and locate in Springville on Main Street, what would you tell me?
I would tell you to go find the site selector that works with that restaurant, if it's a large national type of restaurant, and find out what their site selection criteria are, which is what they look at when they're trying to find a location. And then make the case that Springville meets those criteria and find a space or a developer or become a small-scale developer yourself and build them a space, find them a spot. If you're really into it, go to the ICSC or the International Council of Shopping Centers convention down in Las Vegas and go hit up the booths for the tenants that you're interested in or the rest your dream restaurant, and there's also developers and owners of properties down there that are looking to do those kind of deals. Or you go find the restaurant you want and take it to the developers of Block 5 and see what you can do.
Josh, a couple years ago, there was talk about Front Runner coming to Springville. Is that happening? Is that true or false?
A qualified true. Right now, Springville, along with other cities, Provo, Mapleton, Spanish Fork, Salem, Pace, and Santaquin, we're working with our regional government called MAG, Mountainlands Association of Government,
working with UTA and with UDOT on what we call the South Valley Transit Study that's evaluating high capacity transit between Provo and the south end of the county, like Santaquin. They're going through an analysis of what alignments could be used and what modes could be used. So transit modes include, you know, bus rapid transit, light rail, commuter rail, and they're evaluating modes and corridors. And some of the things that they've evaluated are I-15, Main Street, State Street, and the Tintic corridor, which is the corridor that UTA owns that comes down from Provo. And right now, the alternatives that have ranked highest is commuter rail along the Tintic line, which would bring a commuter rail station to Springville about 7th South and just west of 1200 West, adjacent to the rail, so kind of west of the rec center, which is where for almost 20 years, Springville has anticipated that type of facility would be located. It's still kind of a long-term project. If we started today with funding in place and engineering and construction, it would probably still be a five-year project. But we anticipate at the end of this process that we'll be able to move forward into the rest of the processes that help us get a project going. And I'm pretty sure the preferred alternative is going to be commuter rail. So there's your qualified yes.
Okay, I've got more rumors and another guest. This is Patrick Money, who is the Director of Administration. Patrick, we are replacing street signs throughout the city. True or false? This was a high priority for us because we like the design of the new sign better.
Great question. The answer is false. So many times, even as a city, we have a lot of autonomy in the decisions that we make and the legislations that we pass. However, there are times when we are mandated to do things from the federal government. And given that we've grown a lot as a city, there are many of our street signs that don't meet the federal requirements with correct reflective abilities. And so with that, instead of using your taxpayer dollars to pay fines, we decided it would be better off to do as we were mandated and have these signs made so that they meet all of the federally mandated requirements. And in the process of it, without any additional expense to us, we were able to also carry out the branding of our city with the cool springs that you see coming out on those signs. So definitely false. And we actually do like the design better, but it's because we were mandated by the federal government to do that.
True or false? There are no plans to bring fiber internet to Springville.
Jack, that is true. There are no plans currently for fiber to come to Springville. Let me explain briefly why that is. As a previous member of the city council, we had been asked that several times, and we've had a few residents be rather vocal about we want the fiber brought to this to the city. That's actually been going on for several years that we've been under this discussion. And what we found is that a company that could bring the fiber to Springville actually requires a substantial investment from the city without a guaranteed return on the investment we would be making in bringing that fiber to the community. And so at this point, currently, the answer is there are no plans to bring fiber to Springville.
Patrick, true or false? In the late summer or early fall, there will be an arts festival.
That is true. We are excited to be enhancing really the birthday celebration of the Springville. And as part of that, last year we were fortunate enough to do a fun fireworks display. And this year, what we're going to do is add to the celebration an actual arts festival. Many of you may have remembered last year for Art City Days, we had a rather scaled back celebration. And a part of that that celebration was having chalk art done throughout the city in various facilities, sidewalks. And so as part of our celebration for the Arts Festival coming this fall, we will be continuing on with the chalk art and several other art-focused themes and activities to help celebrate the birthday of Springville. And we're excited to see how that goes.
True or false? A dog park is in the works.
Well, Jack, that's a relative question to ask, and it's not as easy as just being a true or false. The answer is, what is your definition of in the works? It is definitely in discussion. So not only with the city council, but even with the city staff, there's been a lot of discussion about dog park for Springville City. At one point, we actually had money set aside for that. That money has still been I can't really say earmarked, but has been discussed about where, when, and you know, what's the right timing of bringing that dog park. We've had our last survey of the citizens. It actually ranked pretty high with the feel for a need to have the dog park here, a dog park here in Springville. And so with that, we're just trying to figure out what's the best location for it, where it'll be central to most of those who would like to have it, and what it's going to look like. There are several different styles of dog parks, and we actually found that in some of our neighboring communities where they have dog parks, they've created a rather large dog park, but then only have half of it in use at a time, so that when half of it's in use, the other half is in recovery, and then the next year they switch it over so that that part that is recovered from the year before is now in use, and the other side that was used the year before is in recovery. So there's a lot of things that we're thinking through to try and understand what's going to be best for the citizens and where the best location will be for the dogs of Springville City.
True or false? Springville is the best city in the world.
That is true. I like Springville. I've lived here for over 50 years. My family moved up here from South Texas, and I have honestly lived in only a handful of other places, but every time I've returned here to Springville, it has been absolutely the most welcoming and inviting little community that I've ever been involved with or lived in. Last night, I had a conversation with a couple that was considering buying a parent's home that's up in my neighborhood. And so this lady, who is the daughter of this couple, had talked about when she lived here and went to high school and graduated, and then her life took her another direction. But now that she is in the latter part of her years, she would love to return to Springville. And she says, I only lived here for a few years during that time, but I really want to be back in Springville. There's a draw to it. There's a community here, good people, a unique downtown area, and some pretty awesome growth that provides a lot of good services for the citizens. And so, yeah, is it the best city in the world? For me, the answer is absolutely.
And there you have it for our first Springville Rumor Mill. That's how it works, clear and to the point. If you have any questions, ideas, suggestions, or rumors for future episodes, you can always comment on our social media pages or send them to podcast@springville.org. For an Art City update, Art City Days is going on, and if you didn't know that, you're probably on vacation or have stayed in your house for a while, but we hope that you're enjoying the festivities, that you continue to do so courteously and safely, and that you have a great time. Remember that during Art City Days, the utility bill drop box will be closed, so if you normally pay your bill that way, you'll need to do it this time in the Civic Center or over the phone or using expressbillpay.com. Contact us if you have any questions about that. A huge thanks today to Josh Yost and Patrick Money, who confirmed some rumors and dispelled others. We're really grateful for their expertise and their time on the podcast. I'm Jack Urquhart. This has been another episode of the Art Cityscape. I'll end with this quote. I love rumors. They tell me things about myself I didn't even know. We'll see you next time. True or false, you have won an Academy Award and a Tony Award.
Absolutely, yes. And no.
True or false, you can bench press 400 pounds.
For me, the answer is absolutely.